One more idea. I may say it over again on Shabbos because I really like this idea a lot. Okay? And it's based on a Rashi, a very famous Rashi, that if you grew up in Orthodox yeshiva, this is like a very important Rashi. It's the source of vampires. Okay? Chapter 32. Okay? Lamed Bet. It's a very related topic. Very, very similar. And you look at Lamed Gimel Dalid. Yeah. Okay. And even let's go back to three. So now that Yaakov has fought, right? So he's gonna confront his brother Esav. Uvarlem, and he goes before them. Istachvu Artashav Bamim, and he bows seven times. Ad Yishto Adachim, until he approaches his brother. Okay. And if you guys remember, he's already given them gifts, and he's already split up the camp, so he's done all the practical things that are necessary in order to prepare for war. I was learning this before, and I was thinking maybe I should, inspired by Yaakov, I should start giving chocolate candies every day, like not just one big gift, but like every day a different chocolate candy to my neighbors, so that they'll like me. Dan, what do you think? We should do it? I think we should do it. Anyways, so you bribe your neighbors, it's a great idea. Vayarat Esav likrato, and Esav runs to get him. Vayachab kehu, and he hugs him. Vayipol al tzavarav, and he falls upon his neck. Vayisha kehu vayivchu, and he kisses him, and he cries. And of course, note what's interesting about the word vayisha kehu.
Dots.
There are many dots on top of the word Vayishakehu, at least in many. We're in chapter 33, verse 4. Okay, Vayishakehu Vayibchu. And he kisses him, Esav kisses him, and he cries. Yeah?
Vayishakehu
is a kiss. Kiss. He kisses him, Esav kisses him, and he cries. Vayisainav, and he lifts up his eyes. Vayarat anashim bat eladim, yomar mi'elalach, and he says, who are these kids? Vayomar ha'eladim ha'shachanan alikim avdecha, my kids who... My children who God gave to me. And he tries to give him, and Esav says, I don't want so much. But Yomar Yaakov. Skip to verse 9. I think this is a great verse. Yomar Yaakov, Al na'im amatzati chen be'enecha v'lakachti min chati miyadi. Take my gift. Ki alken ra'iti panecha ki rot panei elokim matirtseni. I've seen your face, and it's like looking at God. When I see your face, Yaakovinu says, it's like looking at God. Which, of course, jives very well with the Rashi, which we talked about, that says that he already saw the image of God, the image of Esav in the angel. Right? Kachnat birchati, take my blessing. Asher uvatli, ki chanani lekim, chesh leko, v'yivtar bo v'yikach. I have, take my blessing back. And he begs him, and Esav takes, finally, the gift. Okay? So I want to return back to verse 4 and talk about the dots on the kiss. And the question is, when Esav kissed Yaakov Avinu in this momentous occasion, was it for real? Did Esav actually love Yaakov at that moment? Or was it a bluff? Or was it fake? Was it all just fake? So before we head to Midrashim and things like that, at first glance, what do you guys think? Is it real or is it fake? Or you don't know? Any thoughts? You can't be wrong, so don't worry. He kisses his brother. Esav kisses his brother, and there are dots all over it. When Esav kissed it, doubt.
Doubt.
Okay.
Many dots.
Dots. Nikudot.
But what does it mean?
There are nikudot on top of the word vayishakehu in most of them.
The question is why.
Yeah.
If
it was real or just a
it's
fake.
It was just a fake kiss. Yeah, that's the question.
Well, it was real.
Fake. Oh, so we have a real and we have a fake. Good. Beautiful. We have an argument. That's what I was trying to get to, finally.
Good.
Awesome. So, indeed, this is an argument. And this argument is brought down in Rashi. Okay? Sorry that you guys don't have Rashi, you'll trust me.
So, it's going to be the debts, like signing debt, that means that it was like.
So, we have to figure out what the dots are. So, the first opinion, which is quoted in the Midrash, and it's in the little Midrash says, and there's even a picture, which is why it's very, very famous, is that normally we would have thought that the kiss was genuine. The dots come to tell you, don't believe it. It's as if we're erasing this word. The kiss was a fake. Okay? And that's why, that, you see this sometimes, the dots come to hint to you some lesson. Esav didn't really want to kiss his dad. He was his brother. He wanted to bite him like a vampire and kill him. But then at that moment, the Midrash says, Yaakov's neck turned to Barzel, to iron, and God protected him. Similar to with Lavan, there's a similar type of story. And that's why we have dots, says the first opinion, which I was taught in third grade, thinking kind of the way we generally portray Esav. He's a jerk. He's evil. He wanted to kill him. And even in the one scene which he looks like he's kind of nice, he's okay, he's really bad. Okay? That's one opinion. There's a second opinion, quoted by Rashi. And he says, he quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, in general, Esav did hate Yaakov. But in this case, Esav loved Yaakov. For that moment, Esav genuinely loved Yaakov, and that's why we have dots. To tell you, I would have thought normally Esav was faking, but actually here, Esav's love was genuine. Okay? These are the two opinions brought down by Rashi. Okay? They're both legitimate. But that it seems that Rashi agrees with the second opinion, because that's, in general, with the rest of his commentary, the approach that he seems to go to. That at that moment, the love was genuine between Esav and Yaakov. Okay? I like the second opinion a lot better. What in the source, in the Pshat, in the Chumash itself, might indicate maybe the second approach?
It was genuine.
You know, because there's no doubts over the fact that he wept or that he hugged him.
He hugged him.
It was actually happened. Oh. An asterisk.
It's interesting. I didn't think that. That's true also. Yeah.
There are also some dots on
the. I think they're just regular dots, not special dots. I think like this. Yaakov says, "I've seen your face, and it's like the face of God." Which reminds us of the story with the angel when he saw the face of God. Okay. What I think is going on here, and Levi Yitzchak Mibertzev explains like this. And I assume Shlomo would have said something very similar, is that at that moment, Yaakov's love was genuine. He truly loved Esav. He saw him as the face of God. And we see he says, Kachnat birchati, take my blessing. For that moment, he regrets all the trickery that he did, the bracha that he stole. In English, they say, take my gift. Terrible translation. Not take my gift, take my blessing. He's regretting what he did, that he stole the blessing, perhaps. But whether that's true or not, and that's a whole shiur in himself, he's genuinely loving Esav at that moment. He might actually feel bad for the fact, all the pain that his brother went through. And because of that, when someone loves you, it's natural to not hate them back. It's natural to love them back. It's just how human beings work. Try to hate someone that's being really, really nice to you. It's like really hard. Right? It's a fun game. If you're really angry at someone and they're angry at you, just treat them with tons of love. And like, they'll be really confused. It's